was a long time ago. Most of you folks who live here locally would understand that it really doesn't take that long to get to Tijuana from here. So, the fact is, I lived in upstate New York and I came to Santa Barbara to spend some time with my family there. And then my cousin Dave and I, we drove down here because the rest of our family was going to Las Vegas. That didn't make any sense to us because we were freewheeling, deadhead, hippie kids. And why the hell would we want to be in Las Vegas and have this fear and loathing experience there where we could be in Tijuana and do something much more dangerous? We drove down to the border, and as I remember it, the first day we actually spent in Ensenada. It didn't have anything to do with Tijuana. I had a hard time rhyming things with Ensenada and having it work within the context of the song. So the way it worked, but I mean, really, the whole thing kind of ended up happening this way. And it's sort of insane. And I hope that my son spends his 21st birthday in an entirely different way, like Chuck E. Cheese or something. So close to the border here, and these people would actually understand what the hell was going on in the context. I'd rather actually just explain what happened. So the next part of what happens in the song, what happened in the story, turns out it was, you know, we had spent most of the night of my 21st birthday just sort of ambling around in Tijuana, and we had pocketfuls of different sort of things that we could, you know, entertain ourselves with throughout the course of the evening. And then it wound up being about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was walking down the street with my cousin Dave, and I had a bottle of tequila in my hand. And I mean, because that's what you do. And it was totally fine because everybody was doing it, and then walking down the street. And for some reason, the paddy wagon pulled up, and they decided that I was the one that needed to get into the paddy wagon. And right. And so they grabbed the bottle, they grabbed me, and they threw me into the paddy wagon. And I left my cousin Dave standing there on the side of the street, and everybody else who was holding bottles of tequila in their hand on the sides of the street. And they picked me because I was the one who looked like he was from upstate New York, most likely. And I probably had 50 bucks in my pocket to pay my way out of the paddy wagon. Which wasn't true, but I got any money left at this point. So, and all I could say was, mi amigo! Mi amigo! Because I left with my cousin Dave standing on the sidewalk, and they drove away, and I figured everything's going to work out. It's going to be fine. It's cool. It's my birthday. And we drove away. And it wasn't until about an hour later, after they had gone around and picked up a bunch of other drunks, most of whom were Mexican, and then there was me. We were all smoking cigarettes, and some of them were singing songs. They were all speaking Spanish. I had no clue what the fuck was going on. And I realized, this is probably not good, because I didn't have any identification with me. I don't speak the language. Nobody really knows where I am. And now it's 5:30 in the morning. That gloaming was starting to happen, where it was starting to get sort of light out. You're just like,
you're totally fucked.
Exactly. That's it. I'm totally fucked, and I'm locked in this thing in Mexico. Sometimes my cousin Dave didn't even know where I was. My parents were in Vegas. They didn't know where I was. That's when the reality of it all started to set in. But then they parked the thing, and they started letting people out. And I was like, oh, they're going to let me out. I'm the American kid. It didn't happen. One by one, they started dragging out drunk people. And then it came down to me and the dude who was passed out in his own puke. And I was like, so certainly I'm the next guy, because they're not taking that guy out. Opened up the door and they dragged out that guy, and then they left me in there by myself. And now it's like 6:30 in the morning and it's sunny and hot in there. And I was like, now I'm in trouble. My cousin Dave went to three different police stations, or two different police stations, before he finally found that one. Turns out that all it took was $40 to pay one of the guys to open the door and just let me out. And that was it. That was it. And then like $5 later, we both had some huevos rancheros and another Corona, and we eventually went to bed.
I don't know that I ever speak Spanish. We'll be back at some point for another set.